Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Winston. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
What's going on, my man? What'd you say your name was?
Winston.
Okay. What's going on?
How can I assist you, sir?
Trying to file my claim or see what's wrong with it or see, like, I guess, see, give me. Or see, how can I see?
Sir, you already have an existing claim on file.
That's what I was trying to see. It was telling me I had a breakage or I haven't received a payment from it or none of that.
Can I have your social, sir?
416-39-37-35. Get your way back.
Yes, sir. Could you verify your date of birth today, sir?
11-16-91.
Your mother's maiden name?
What?
Yes, sir. It says you filed a claim today already.
No, I called. I just got on the phone with one lady, and she was saying her computer was just fucking up or turning off, turning on, and I had to keep retelling her social security number. So she's supposed to be calling me back, but I just told her I was going to call back to finish my claim. The last question she asked me was, did I work for the feds or something like that? Her name was Tanika.
All right.
What's wrong with you, my man? You tired?
Yes, I've been up all night.
Okay. I hear you, boy, man. I ain't trying to be. You want me to hang up and call back, man?
No,
okay.
You don't do that. I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Man, go crank up a game of Call of Duty or something, man. Like, get on the game, do something, man.
Sir, do you have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Do I consider myself what?
Disabled.
Oh, no, sir.
Did you serve on United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, would you like to get these direct deposited on Alabama Benefits Card?
The card? That benefits card.
All right, sir. Can I get you to verify your mailing address for me, please?
3412 Maple Avenue, 35221.
Yes, sir. In which of the following states does Derek Molden currently live or own property? Alabama, Arizona, Minnesota, Rhode Island, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1536 Cherry Avenue, 1987 Pope Avenue, 223 Deer Run Drive, or 2757 Deford Mill Road, Southeast, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of those addresses.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Black Knights, Eagles, Steers, Wolverines, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Sir, did you file or receive unemployment benefits within another state in the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Are you filing a disaster unemployment assistance claim, sir?
No, sir.
All right. Can I have the last day you work, please?
Sir?
May I have the last day you work, please?
Yeah, that's what I was getting from her. Is in my, hold on, that's what I was getting from her, hold on. Hold on, let me. I really don't know the exact date, but I know like a.
I just need the month and the year.
Okay, hold on, let me see. The month was July 2021.
Since your most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, sir.
Why?
Yes. I've been there a long time. My bad. Yeah, I've been there too. Yeah, my bad.
Yes, sir. Do you solely work on commission basis to have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for attending training or school?
No, I'm not registered.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trading occupation?
Yes, sir.
Sir, have you applied for pension anywhere?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Yes, sir.
Sir, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably 40.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept, sir?
$10.
Sir, do you work for the union, sir?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, sir.
May I have your job title, please, sir?
Dishwasher.
Can I have the last place you were employed, sir?
The Illerton Hotel.
Can I have the city you were working out of, sir?
Birmingham.
All right. I got your last day of work, sir. Can I have your start date and a telephone number for your employee, sir?
A number for the job I was working?
Yes, sir.
The number is 205-731-3600.
You said 205-731. What was the last four?
3600.
36.
Yeah, my bad.
You okay? You okay? Yeah. And that start date?
Hold on, go back to my snap. Hold on. Okay, hold on. And start date.
All I need is a month and a year, sir. Does it have to be exact again?
Okay. December 18, 2020.
All right. Sir, do you elect to take 10% tax out of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right, so the following instructions. Oh, sir, you ready to take down your PIN number first?
Hold on. Okay.
Yes, sir. Your PIN number is 3589.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You'll be able to access your claim online and through the phone system with that PIN number, sir.
Okay, hold on. Let me type in some savings. Hold on. Let's see. 3589. Okay.
3591.
You gave me 3589.
No. I never said that. I said 3591.
Okay. 3591. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got that number.
All right, so that's your PIN number. You'll be able to access your claim online and through the phone system with that PIN number, sir.
Okay. So am I done for just filing this claim right here?
Not just yet, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay. I'll say, what's that meaning?
It means that all these instructions and telephone numbers that I'm going to go over, you got to go ahead and make sure you do all these requirements. The unemployment claim that we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Now, your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, sir, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at.
Okay.
Alabama Works. That's Alabama. Spell it all the way out with the word works behind it and make it one word.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Alabama. You want to spell out Alabama again.
So, Alabama Works. Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Mm-hmm.
/VASNet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to put another /" at the end of that word VASNet.
Okay.
There is where you can find your online resume at, where you're going to have to go here to put some up-to-date information on. A failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits.
Okay, hold on. Let me Okay, hold on. Okay, Alabama work. .gov Alabama.
No. It's Alabama Works.
.alabama.gov.
Alabama Works. .alabama.gov. You want to give yourself a /. And put the word VOSNET. That's VOS.
Hold on, /@.gov?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Let me just put the /. Hold on. /. Okay, spell the VOS. What is that?
VOS.
VOS.
NET.
Okay, VOSNET.
Yes, and give yourself another /. After that T.
Okay.
And there is where you can find that online resume of yours.
Okay.
You must put some up-to-date information on it every week, sir.
Okay. It's like a little red.
Yes, it's a red background. Yep.
Okay. So what do I type in? Is it in the keyword and location to find job, find a career near you?
Wherever you want to type in, sir. I can't tell you that part.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was just trying to figure out where you were saying update my stuff at, but I figured that.
Yes, sir. You just got to navigate the website. Your resume is on there. The unemployment claim that we just spent, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order for you to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to complete your certification each week could result in your loss in benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via telephone, the telephone number you need to call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week.
Okay. Now I got one more question. This little red base background.com. It say options already registered. Do I already have a account for this .com?
Yes, sir. You are already registered.
So it say, what's my username?
I think you have to create one, sir.
Okay. It was just saying sign in.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
An information booklet will be mailed to you, sir. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in your loss and benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Moulton, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me, sir?
No, sir. You did a raw job, my boy.
Thank you, sir, for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, sir. You enjoy your day.
All right, you too.
Yes, sir.